This is WDET, FM 101.9, Detroit Public Radio. The program is Detroit Today. I'm Craig Folley. Thank you very much for being with us. And if you listen to this program on a regular basis, you know we do like to keep up on all the arts and culture happenings here around Metro Detroit. And of course, one of the great new neighbors we've had in the neighborhood here is MOCAD, the Museum of Contemporary Art Detroit. They have a new director, Louise Crocker, who is with us today, and he's brought along a couple of guests as well. He's brought along programming coordinator Ben Hernandez as well, and also artist Thomas Trumer, who is here from Munich, and we're going to explain all of this. But first of all, gentlemen, thank you for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Craig.
And Louise, we'll start with you. Welcome to Detroit as the new director of MOCAD. You bring with you a lot of experience. And talk about coming to Detroit. This is not always thought of, at least outside of this city, as a mecca for contemporary art in a lot of ways.
Well, thank you for the warm welcome. And I'm thrilled to be here. I think that what you were saying is probably true, but the museum has been doing a very good job in the last 2 years to kind of prove that Detroit can also be an important place for contemporary art. And one of the things that the museum has been doing, and which I hope to continue building on, is to bring the best art that's out there and to make people have access to it. That I think our board is very committed to, and our programs have shown that the museum can do a variety of things that that can show the different voices of contemporary art, and that can also be a complement to the other great institutions that Detroit already has.
Well, you know, I do want to ask you about something, because there is not a permanent collection here at MOCAD, but at the same, so that presents a challenge, I guess, to make sure that you bring in fresh exhibits and fresh ideas all the time, to constantly change it up. Excuse me. Tell me about the challenge that presents, or is that something that excites you a little more?
It's a model that is much more prevalent in Europe. It's a model of the Kunsthalle, and in the United States, there are very few institutions that do that. On the one hand, when you don't have a permanent collection, you are forced to always forced in the best possible way to find new options for your program. But I think it allows you a greater freedom to show different things, to showcase the work of different artists, to work with different curators, to really bring all sorts of different voices to the program. Not having a permanent collection, of course, does not allow you to work permanently on a collection, and thus to have a permanent display. But I don't see it as a bad thing. It's certainly more challenging in the respect that you have to have a good program. You have to curate it and find those right partners to be able to have a balanced offering. But I think this is right for us, and it's also a good thing for the city.
Well, I see when you were mentioning bringing in the right shows, you sort of glanced over at Thomas Trumer, who is here with us again. And I just want to let folks know Thomas is here from Munich, project manager for the visual arts at Siemens Arts Program in Munich. And he's one of the curators of I Repeat Myself When Under Stress, which is opening on Friday at MOCAD, Friday the 13th. And Thomas, again, welcome to Detroit. You're going to be here for a few days. I Repeat Myself When Under Stress. It seems that this is a stressful time for a lot of folks, not just here in Detroit, but globally in a lot of ways. A good time for a show like this.
Certainly, indeed. Everybody likes the title. It's easy to remember, I guess so. Actually, it's a reference by Bill Crimson, a song of the 80s. So you'll see, I'm not so much familiar with the music scene. And this is actually a city of music.
Sure.
And I'm into the visual arts, and I developed a show together with Trevor Smith, a curator based in Massachusetts at the moment. And we were talking about finding a place where we can install and initiate a show. And we easily got to the idea to get to Detroit. So we approached Detroit. This is a basic thing of our idea, right? And the idea was to have a show that is really situated, that is commenting the situation of on the context of a city. And that's why we got into the idea of having repetition as the basic concept, because repetition is part of any music. You have it in rhythm, you have a beat. But also repetition is part of any production. So yeah, Detroit is the city of, it's not needed to tell you that, it is the city of the assembly line. So you have two parts. You have this kind of objective part, and then you have the part where you experience repetition. And we were very much concerned about what about the psychological aspects of repetition? How do these affect the artists, or how do artists explain or explore or express repetition? So certainly in psychological terms, if you think of repetition, you think of a kind of compulsion. For example, when I say a sentence twice, I reinforce it, I affirm it, I make it stronger in one way. On the other hand, I weaken it because the content becomes weak when I say it twice.
In a lot of ways, repetition, I sort of want to get to this though, can also be seen as something somewhat mundane and mind-numbing in some ways. Does that come through in any of the pieces?
Actually, not. But it's a very good question. If you duplicate something, it becomes less and well.
Yeah, exactly.
And but on the other hand, if you think of the arts or the history of the arts, for example, the ready-made by Duchamp, it was an idea to bring out one isolated item of a number of pieces and make it into an artwork, declared an artwork, which is a production piece, which is a customary item. And so in the arts, it's all, most of the case, it's a valuing of something which has not so big value, if you turn it this way. Is this an answer to your question?
I think you did a pretty good job, actually. Thomas Trumer, I'm speaking with right now, curator of I Repeat Myself When Under Stress, which opens on Friday the 13th at MOCAD. Also in studio with us, Lewis Crocker, the new director of MOCAD. And we also have Benjamin Hernandez with us, who is the programming coordinator. And Benjamin, I want to get your opinion on this exhibit that is again about to open in a couple of days. You've seen it coming together, obviously, as you prepare for the opening. Your thoughts on what people are going to see there and what they're going to experience?
Well, it's an interesting exhibition because everything for this exhibition was actually site-specific. So most of the work is actually being generated as we speak. So it would actually be hard for me to sit down and give you a note-for-note description of what someone will see.
Well, that's fine.
I'm saying that's what's interesting.
Okay.
And so to say, I mean, I think people will see the reflections of Detroit. They'll see reflections of these individuals' minds. They'll see what came together in a week's work. And as for a major institution, that's a pretty interesting thing. Normally you're seeing work that's been conceived of and worked on for months, maybe years in advance at a single point. It's a rare opportunity.
Well, Thomas, talk about the difficulty of getting it together in that sort of a time frame. If you have to, again, it's site-specific, or is it difficult or not?
No, we had such a terrific team and great director, great institutions, and everybody's so committed. To be honest, I've never experienced such a good construction time, so I'm not concerned at all that it works perfectly at Friday night. What is interesting is that that's inside. That's commenting the city. So the main piece in the center of the hall is actually a track, a model track of a model train, and it's definitely referring to a circuit to repeat, or to repetition in general. It's by the Austrian artist Hans Schabus, who appeared at Venice Biennial 2 years ago.
Well, how do you know if you've hit the mark with an exhibit like this in terms of getting that point across, that message across? How do you know?
Experience. So I've been a curator for like 15, 20 years, mm-hmm. and this is not my first, but maybe the 60s exhibition. And I like to be in different places. I work for Siemens Arts Program, as you said, and this is an institution which has no venue for itself, but is engaged and committed everywhere in the world. So my last exhibitions were in Kiev, Ukraine, and Belgrade, Serbia. So, and the next one will be in Portugal. But on each of these places, I like to refer to certain circumstances that are local.
Oh, very good. And Luis, I want to get back to you for a second, too, because this is just one show that's going to be going on at MOCAD. You're working on multiple things right now. I'm interested to know Black Is, Black Ain't, which is coming up. Hamza Walker, of course, of the Renaissance Society at the University of Chicago, is the curator of this. Give me a sense of what's going to be happening with that display.
I will, of course. I just wanted to add something to what you were saying before. The installation takes 10 days, but we've been planning the show for months. So
there's a lot of backward behind
the scenes planning, which goes into it. But I do think it's really important to stress what Ben said before, which is it's a very unique opportunity to see work that is created specifically for Detroit. So and these are artists who are part of a bigger circuit, a very important international circuit, and who are showing in other places. So it's a good thing to see them work in response to our building and to the conditions of the city and the context of Detroit.
Well, we'll get back to the question about the other exhibit then just in a second, because Thomas, I want to ask you this question. When you approach artists, and these are, again, a lot of international people, they're not from here necessarily, when you tell them that you want to do something Detroit-specific, it seems that this city has a reputation in other parts of the world that we don't appreciate here necessarily. Is there a lot of interest in what's going on in our city, especially in places like Germany, for instance?
Definitely. You know, I wouldn't say you have a bad reputation or something. You know, you have to differentiate between an economic situation and an artistic scene. So you have a very good reputation in terms of art, you know.
But I'm saying, I don't even think we realize that sometimes in this town, that the rest of the world looks at us this way.
Yeah, okay. But from my point of view, which is the artistic point of view, because so Detroit is an extraordinary city in terms of music in particular, but you have also very important artists born here, like Mike Kelly or James Lee Byers or whatever. So this is totally different from an economic maybe distress. And also there is a difference between an economic situation and a situation of creativity. It can be that in times of recession, it could be very good and promising for art.
Very true. All right, now we are going to move on here, Luis, because I do want to talk about some of the other things going on over at MOCAD. Black Is, Black Ain't. Give me an idea of what this is all about.
This is a show that was put together, as you said, by the Renaissance Society in Chicago and curated by Hamza Walker. And the show explores the issue of race and in today's society, and particularly in light of recent developments and more specifically the election of Barack Obama as a president. So the thesis of the show was to look at that shift from the time of Martin Luther King to today, and see how that topic has evolved and how it has changed and how artists are really approaching it. And one of the things that is interesting about contemporary artists is that when they deal with contextual issues, with social issues, whereas a previous generation from previous generations from the 60s and the 70s worked in a more programmatic way, in a way that politics was much more overt and they were trying to find more specific outcomes. So in a way, in a more idealistic way, the contemporary artists work in a much more open-ended way. They, you know, they seduce you with strategies that the work itself presents, bring you in, and then offer you an open-ended possibility to form your own opinions and to explore the work and question your own beliefs. So there's a group of 20 artists. Some of them are African American, some of them are not, but they're all dealing with the same issue in a very pointed and smart way, and I think that it's a timely exhibition, and one also that is very pertinent to the city as well, and a lot of the artists who are there also are artists who are having a lot of international attention and national attention, so it'll be good to explore.
Well, Luis, I want to ask you this question because, again, you've lived your life all around the globe, been in many different places. You know, when you came to the United States, were you? I guess we seem to be so preoccupied with the question of race in a lot of ways in this country. It's obviously something that we are striving to overcome in a lot of ways. But were you surprised at the level of attention, I guess, that it gets here, or do you think that we've sort of buried it a little bit under the rug?
I think it's a mixture of all those things. It's a very complicated issue, and I think that in recent months we've seen how some of the issues that were not discussed previously have come to surface. And certainly there's no, like, the exhibition itself does not seek to resolve the issue, sure, but more to bring it to light and to generate discussion. I think that all societies, there are multicultural societies, have challenges in overcoming the idea of stereotypes and overcoming fear of each other, you know, of different cultural, borders or ideas. And I think that in what I bring to this thing is in moving around, you discover that people are people wherever you go, that they all have feelings, that they all have aspirations and dreams, and then you realize that those borders are really social constructs and things that we build up that ultimately create divisions that are not really there. And I think that this is what the exhibition itself is trying to say. And I do think that it's something that the U.S. is currently trying to do. I think that that you've made a huge leap in the last few months, and one that I think certainly will transform the way that people think of racial issues, and one that complicates it in a very positive way.
Well, and it always seems, though, that we're looking for that quick fix, that simple solution. Like, a lot of people want to suggest that now we've taken this step, well, on to the next one, and things are getting better. I guess the art may give us a better sense of where we really stand in a lot of ways.
I think so, because I truly, truly believe that artists are visionaries, and they're always thinking ahead, and they're always thinking outside of the box. So when you have a complicated issue like race, you know, and race as a concept itself can often gets oversimplified. So a person is not just one thing, you know. Like, you could say that I am Latin American, but I am so many other things. Apart from that, I'm a man. I work here. There's so many things, so many issues that complicate individuality. And I think that's what one of the things that the exhibition does really well. It sort of shows that individuality and thought and cultural differences enrich the total cauldron of social culture.
Well, my guests right now, I should remind folks, Louise Crocker, who is the new director over at MOCAD, the Museum of Contemporary Art Detroit. Also, we have Thomas Trumer, who is one of the curators of I Repeat Myself When Under Stress, which begins Friday night. And we also have Benjamin Hernandez, a programming coordinator at MOCAD. And Benjamin, I want to talk to you because we're talking about these two exhibits. And one of the cool things about MOCAD is they don't just put this in there. They try to, you know, educate in other ways about the same sort of subject. Tell me about some of the other things that are going to be happening that sort of bring this all into context.
Well, we have various programs that, I mean, I would hesitate that it contextualizes the show. It's more a representation of various ideas of branching off. I feel like saying contextualizes is kind of like limiting to the ideas that we're toying with. But we're bringing in various programs that would say complement.
Okay.
The program. The opening weekend, obviously, we're very excited. On the opening night, we have a Chicago indie rock band called the Sea and Cake, who a lot of DUT listeners will know.
Yeah, that's a pretty big deal, by the way. That's not a small coup there to get them.
Yeah, we're all very excited. But more exciting on that is that we're having a local group called the Raw Truth Ensemble, who are a very avant-garde jazz group made of older African American gentlemen who have a long history in Detroit and Chicago as part of the AACM in Chicago, the Association for the Advancement of Creative Music, and seeing a band like the Sea and Cake, which you'd normally see with another rock band in a bar,
sure,
seeing them in an art museum in context with a group like the Raw Truth Ensemble is a rare opportunity, much like the whole exhibition, which keeps coming up. But it'll be an exciting thing for me, and I think for a lot of their fans to it'll hopefully it broadens people's world in both contexts.
Well, that's coming up on
Friday.
And so on the 15th, though, you've got this family dance workshop. Tell me a little bit about that.
On Sunday, February 15th, we'll have a family day program from 12 to 4 called Repeat the Beat, and it'll be sponsored by Living Arts Foundation, which are a nonprofit collective, arts collective based out of Southwest Detroit, who do youth workshops, tutorials, and community programs, arts programs, but their primary focus is dance programs. And their director, Christine Blunden, is going to lead a dance workshop with some of the youth faction of their organization on Saturday, exploring theme of repetition in dance and modern dance practice. And it's the first time we've collaborated with this organization. They're a very active Detroit organization. And for us, that's exciting because part of our mission is to branch out in the city and work. As much as we're bringing in people from around the world, we're trying to further the network within the city as well.
Well, very good. I mean, it all sounds pretty cool, and it's something I'll have to definitely check out. I'd like to thank everybody for coming in. Again, Luis Crocker, new director over at MOCAD. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Also, we have Ben Hernandez, who is the programming coordinator over at MOCAD. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
And Thomas Trumer, visiting from Munich. Again, one of the curators of I Repeat Myself When Under Stress, which opens on Friday night over at MOCAD. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
And this is Detroit Today on WDET, Detroit Public Radio. Stay with us.